Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So, did you have any problem staying up for the game?
No.
You didn't?
No, none at all, actually. I didn't nap it up on Saturday afternoon. I wasn't tired during the afternoon.
Okay.
No. I lit a fire in the fire pit around 7:30. Had that ready to go so I wouldn't have to light it at night. And actually, I stayed outside from like 9 to 11. Either watching football through the window or watching it on my phone and enjoying a tequila outside and the fire.
Well, what kind of tequila do we have? I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, I went with just something normal. I went with Espolón Reposado. So just put it on the rocks.
Okay.
Enjoyed it. I also had an Oktoberfest, Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Gotcha.
I do like that one. The caramely notes.
I had my first Oktoberfest in Lincoln.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
It is good. It's you know what? It's great on draft.
Yes, it was a draft.
Really, really great on draft. A lot of
Although,
those beers are.
I will say this. The place I was at, you ever get a glass and you think it's still a little soapy?
Yeah.
All right, feedback coming in. The only chance the Lions have to win this game is for the defensive line to show up, contain Lamar, and give him less time to throw the ball. Well, I mean, if the defensive line shows up, contains Lamar, and gives him less time to throw the ball, I don't think there's any question they win the game. If they contain Lamar, does that mean contain Lamar in terms of his ability to run and give him less time to throw? I'll take the Lions 10 times out of 10. If you're going to give that, this is a very important, this would be a hell of a feat if they contain Lamar and give him less time to throw. Yeah, I agree. They win the game.
That sounds like a recipe.
Unnamed texter, I agree with Gator. I have a feeling the Lions are going to win this game, somehow stuffing down the run, fewer mistakes, winning the turnover battle, and outscoring them late in the game. Okay? Give us a reason why you think they're going to win the game. Rashawn Gary seems to be doing better this season. I wonder what Green Bay did for him. Maybe Detroit could look at doing something like that. Oh, I see what you did there. Well, maybe, just maybe, yesterday was indicative of who the Bengals are about to be. Mm. And if that's who the Bengals are about to be, could make somebody available.
Could be.
Yep.
You know what else I'm waiting to see is if there's another team that suffers a quarterback injury, are they going to go all in to try to get like Jameis Winston and try to fix things there?
Oh, in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
They could. They could.
I mean, there's some backup quarterbacks out there of note, and one of them came in the game late yesterday in Atlanta when they benched Penix, and that's Kirk Cousins.
So what's interesting about that is that as much as we can sit here and just say blanket statement, the Bengals are done, no organization's thinking like that on week three.
No.
And, you know, you might have an ownership group or a GM that is – you know, debating whether or not they want to go for a high draft pick or whatever, but there's not some mandate from up top, we're going to lose from here on out. They're still trying to make the playoffs. And your roster, you lose a roster if you give up on a season in week three. So I don't, you know, I think they get a couple of wins before the trade deadline and they won't be selling, but we shall see. And for people who need the dots connected, the Bengals have Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson has had a contentious contract extension negotiation, eventually just got a raise. After this season, will be a free agent, unless they decide to franchise him, in which case they can keep him for one more year. But if they fade quickly because Joe Burrow is hurt, Trey Hendrickson as an edge rusher could be available at a trade deadline. So that's for those that needed the dots connected for him. Winning or losing this game doesn't matter. Green Bay is going to lose 8 to 10 more. There's no threat in this division. Wow, that's your conclusion after yesterday? Green Bay is going to lose 8 to 10 more games? Look, I
this way, the conclusion's drawn after 3 weeks. And maybe this is something that comes up on our NFL questions this week. But the conclusions to be drawn after 3 weeks are going to be wild. If you want to go ahead and do that and play that game.
The conclusions that were drawn after 1 week were wild.
But you wait, now it's 3 weeks. So now Green Bay sucks. Green Bay beat the hell out of the Lions. And hell yeah, they beat them soundly. I shouldn't say beat the hell out of them. Lions beat the hell out of the Bears. Bears beat the hell out of the Cowboys.
Yep.
And the Browns beat Green Bay and held them to 10 points. Lot going on there.
Yep.
In the division. And then Minnesota changes quarterbacks and they roll.
Yep.
Emphatically, they roll.
I think we're getting trolled. Next text. If the Lions can't beat a crappy Packers team, there's no way they can beat the Ravens. Okay, we're getting trolled now, right?
You know how it is, man. Week-to-week basis, overreaction.
Well, that's true.
Packers were going to go 17-0. Now they're not going to win a game.
Next text. I'm 100% with Gator. I also think we win the game 55-7, just like Gator said.
That's not what I said. I didn't say that. So 38-31.
I thought you said 55-10.
I didn't say that. I said 38-31.
I'm with Gator. 32-30 Lions. Dan Campbell statement game. Dom and Livonia. Lions win a race to 40. 42-38 Lions. Turnovers plus 2 in favor of Detroit. Carl from Milan. I think the Lions are going to win tonight, but I would not bet on it. So, do you really think they're going to win tonight, Carl?
I think they're going to win too, but I'm not going to put money on it, but I have a feeling they win.
Okay, if you're going to send us this text, I have no issue with saying I wouldn't bet on it because I can respect that. But why do you think they're going to win tonight? And I'm not, like, complete the thought. I wouldn't bet on it, but I think the Lions are going to win tonight because ... I think they're going to win tonight isn't really much of an argument. Tell us why you don't think they're going to win tonight. Or why you think they're going to win tonight. Excuse me. Any given Monday, I have the Lions going to win in a close one, 37-34. This isn't an any given Monday game. Any given, when you go any given, doesn't that say that the unthinkable can happen? The Lions winning tonight is certainly not unthinkable. I don't break out any given as an argument unless it would feel like a miracle. I expect the Lions to lose tonight. Do I think we can win? In a shootout? Yes, but Baltimore's a better team. I'm hoping worst case scenario is a 40-30 type loss. I live with that, with our next two games being Cleveland and Cincinnati. It's so early. I hope we do pull it off. Go Lions. Jason from Monroe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.